Every day is full of challenges and opportunities. Meet each one with newfound knowledge. We're Driving In with Pastor Jeff.
Have you ever stopped to look at a mousetrap? Now, it's a device that's totally based on deception. You have this big piece of wood and this metal spring and clamp and a metal piece to place some cheese on it, and for some reason, it works. Why? Because the only thing the mouse sees is the cheese, not the wood or the spring or the clamp that's going to take his life. I heard about a guy had a mousetrap, but he ran out of cheese. So he cut a picture of some cheese out of a magazine, and he placed it on the trap. In the middle of the night, he heard the trap go off. So he went to check it out, and sure enough, there was a picture of a mouse in the trap. That's a joke. That's what the deception of temptation does. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he was acutely aware of how temptation works. Now, here's some insights we can learn about what Jesus knew about temptation. Temptation can come right after a great spiritual experience. Luke 4 says that after Jesus was baptized, he was full of the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that even led Jesus into the wilderness in the first place. You have a great day at church? God really working in your life? Be careful. Temptation is not far behind. Number two, temptation often comes at a time of physical weakness. Read Luke 4 very carefully. Jesus was not approached by Satan when he first got into the wilderness. No, he approached Jesus after 40 days of fasting. And the first thing Satan hit him with was, "If you are the Son of God, you can command these stones to become bread." Right there, he's tempting Jesus at his weakest point. And then thirdly, temptation often comes when we're alone. No man is an island. Folks, we need each other. Temptation's not a sin, but it leads to sin. And we need to encourage each other not to give in to temptation. Just a thought while you're driving in.
Driving In with Pastor Jeff is a ministry of Aaron Lake Baptist Church, where Dr. Jeff Eisenhower is the senior pastor. Join them for one of two Sunday morning worship experiences on their campus in Fayetteville. Get the details at b3church.org and join us each weekday morning as we're driving in with Pastor Jeff.